Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And this week, I think it's appropriate to talk about the US inflation data that was released for the month of June. It surprised firmly on the downside. And what I think it's done, it's increased the probability or the possibility of the US starting their interest rate cutting cycle in September. So I think it might be useful to unpack some of that. Outside of the inflation data, there wasn't a lot of other economic data. The South African mining and manufacturing numbers were released for the month of May. In general, they were very disappointing, suggesting that the easing back on load shedding hasn't at this stage had a material effect on South Africa's economic growth. Obviously, over time, it should help us, but there are many other factors that certainly mining and manufacturing are trying to overcome. So I think we've got to expect a modest upswing during the second half of the year. I do think the economy will get systematically better over the next, let's say, next 6, 12, 18 months. But I don't think it's going to get amazingly stronger in terms of economic growth until we've got infrastructure investment much further underway. As mentioned in the introduction, the US inflation data for the month of June was released last week, and it surprised firmly on the downside. If we look at the month-on-month increase, there was actually a decline of 0.1%. The market anticipated an actual increase of 0.1%. So that, while it doesn't sound significant, is a sizable move to the downside. If we look at what caused that decline of 0.1%, a lot of it related to the energy sector. We saw a 2% decline in energy prices overall, and that included a 3.8% decrease in their gasoline price. So certainly lower energy prices helped. But if I look at a range of other categories, in general, there were modest increases or even declines, particularly a further drop off in vehicle prices, new vehicle prices, as well as used vehicle prices, and many other categories reflected very small increases. Probably the most significant change was shelter inflation. In prior months, we'd seen shelter inflation go up typically around about 0.4 or 0.6% in the month. This month, shelter inflation went up only 0.2%. That's much more in line with the long-term average. And the net result is that on an annual basis, shelter inflation has moderated down to 5.2%. Obviously, 5% is still too high for that category, but given that on a monthly basis, it seems to be behaving a little bit better, I think that is encouraging that you would expect shelter inflation to slow over the coming months. So the net result of all of this is that US headline inflation is down at 3%, while the core number has moderated to 3.3%. Again, those numbers are a little bit on the high side. You would ideally want those in the 2% level. It's unlikely that they get down to the inflation target of 2% during the second half of this year. But if they make even a little bit more progress than where they are now, I think that opens up the possibility for the Fed to start cutting interest rates in September. The Fed does have an interest rate meeting at the end of July. I think the general expectation is that that perhaps is still a little bit too early. The Fed has been fairly conservative in how they've approached their interest rate policy. So you would imagine that they perhaps want another month or two in terms of confirming data that inflation is on the right trajectory. But it does set up for a high probability of a rate cut in September. I was looking at market expectations earlier, and the market is now pricing in a more than 90% probability that the Fed will cut rates in September. And then you would assume that you would get a further interest rate cut before the end of the year, and then they continue cutting during the course of next year. So that would be a very welcome change. So far this year around the world, at least 38 central banks have started to cut interest rates, but the US is noticeable in terms of them remaining at elevated levels, waiting for the inflation to make more progress. So once the US starts cutting in September, I think that will help to ease pressure on a lot of other central banks who will feel more comfortable with their own interest rate cutting cycle, including the South African Reserve Bank. So this was a very good data release. There wasn't anything in the number that really concerned me. It's just a question of, can this continue? And you would imagine, given the overall trend, that inflation in the US will continue to moderate and get close to that 2% target over the next 6 to 12 months. That's good news for everybody. I think an easing of the interest rate cycle will generally help the world economy, and it should be beneficial to financial markets. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.